BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm Vicky, I'm 15, and I'm from Widnes. You might not know this, but I've emailed Scott Mills 57 times to try and introduce this show. So here we go. Now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You might not know this, but I've emailed Scott Mills 57 times to try and introduce this show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Vicky.
Hiya.
You okay?
Yes.
I'm so sorry that we've not had you on introducing the show before.
Oh, it's fine.
Where do you live?
In Widnes. It's like near Liverpool.
I know that, yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. So, you've probably emailed more than anybody else, right?
Probably.
So, what were your reasons for being on the show?
Once Gerard Butler waved at me.
Have you made a list?
Yeah, an actual list.
Okay. So Gerard Butler waved at you.
Yeah.
What else?
And then that was at Stockbridge, you know, where Ollie Mears was. And at that match, I was sat in front of Amir Khan.
What?
And I was sat in front of Amir Khan.
Where was this?
At Stockbridge, like where Ollie Mears was playing at Old Trafford.
Okay.
And then I've got a black belt in Taekwondo, so I can count to 10 in Korean.
Can we hear that, please?
Yes, you can.
Here's Vicky counting to 10 in Korean.
Hana, dil, ne, dasul, yasul, ilgok, yadul, ahok, yo.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Well, how would we know?
Google Translate.
Okay.
Let's try that one.
Well, that sounds a bit long. It's impressive skills, though.
Thank you.
What else?
When my mum was giving birth to me, she got a 9-letter word in countdown.
What? Tell me that again, please.
When my mum was giving birth to me, she got a 9-letter word in countdown.
She was watching countdown whilst giving birth.
She was. I found this out. I went and asked her. She was at home in our house, and then she started giving birth, and my dad was out, so she couldn't get to the hospital anywhere, so she thought, well, I've got to do something. She just put countdown on and happened to get it.
This is amazing.
A 9-letter word.
You've got to ask her, what was the word?
Televised.
I don't know why we've not had you on before. We've been missing a trick here.
Really have.
See, that's what I was thinking, because she's emailed in so many times that I was like, we've got to get Vicky to introduce the show, because her facts are, I thought, a little bit rubbish, but actually they're amazing.
They are
all together.
Anything else?
Not much. Once my uncle fell off a ladder in the street, but it was only a step ladder. He rang an ambulance, though.
Really?
Yeah, my auntie wasn't happy.
No. Well, it's been a mistake that we've not called you before. If any other interesting facts happen to you, make sure you email me back.
I will do. I'll get in touch with the address off by heart now.
All right, love.
All right.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday, people were accusing me of being in a bad mood. And, well, I wasn't in a bad mood. I was just annoyed with you. And it continues.
Mm. Why? Sorry?
Something that happened earlier. Can I just say a word to you? Cheryl.
Yeah.
Right, we'll talk about this in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Friday afternoon and we're all having a lovely time. Chris in particular.
Yeah.
He just had a moment there that he wanted to share with all of us.
I just think we all need to sit down and realise, you know, how good this... I don't want to say how... No, what I mean is just what a nice time we have.
We're having a lovely time.
Pizzas in.
Yeah, the pizzas are here. It's Friday. That was really sweet what you just said.
Yeah.
So, Millsy, just take a minute. Just realise what we've got here. We're on Radio 1.
I don't
really
talk
good.
Like that, but...
It's really good.
No, I'm just saying it was worth...
He's finally realised that he likes being here.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's good times.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Cheryl Cole was in with Fern Cotton today. And I was watching it at home, because it was on the website. You could see it. And the cameras were on. It's a nice interview, actually. Until something happened. Now, I was watching this, and you won't be laughing in a minute. She was in this studio, so it was on the cameras, and it was like I was watching some kind of slow-motion horror film about to happen. Because I could see, right there in front of Cheryl, on the desk, one of our nudie pens.
Yes.
And then, as the interview continued, I could see on the website, Cheryl Cole picking up the nudie pen and starting to kind of hold it.
Yeah, she just started fiddling with it.
Fiddling with the pen.
Absolutely amazing.
And then the person who was working the cameras decided to do a close-up on the nudie pen. This is all happening in front of my eyes. And I was like,
so funny.
No! She is not happy.
What I did is I sneaked in these nudie pens just before Cheryl Cole arrived because you only get these opportunities once, really. And I heard she was coming in, so I thought, right, what can I do? So I thought I'd just run down with a couple of nudie pens, see if she goes for them.
Right, listen to this.
The pen that I was quite innocently fiddling with. And then I looked down, and I'm quite appalled.
Now, I have known Cheryl for years. That is her I'm really not happy voice.
Yeah. Well, she didn't realise it was a nudie pen.
No.
Until that point.
So she had the tip and strip in her hand.
Yeah.
And it was... Were his boxes coming off at the time?
Yeah, it's this one here.
Oh, you know, it's that very one, is it? Okay, good.
A bit like
can we hear all of that awkward bit with Fern, please?
The pen that I was quite innocently fiddling with. And then I looked down. And I'm quite appalled.
Okay. It's one of those nudie pens.
Yes, like nude.
But it does... It go, you know, like some of them don't go nude. They go like another pair of pants. That one... it's a man and it goes... You're
nude.
Seeing it all.
Yeah,
and let's just say he's shaved.
Oh, yeah. To within an inch of his life.
I'm so sorry about that. Can I explain?
Yes,
it's nothing to do with me. That's Scott Mills who's left that there because he uses this studio and he sometimes has a bunch of these. Why has he got these pens? I don't even know. He's got these pens and he leaves them lying around. So I'm sorry about that. Do you want to keep it?
No, you're all right.
No, we're okay.
I'll leave
okay.
it for Scott.
Chris, do you remove the pen from the situation?
Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
Amazing. So that's great, isn't it?
But what's even better about this is the fact that I didn't even get the blame.
No.
You did.
She, like, Fern was like, oh, it's Scott Mills. Like, you came down and planted those pens. Listen to her blame me.
Yes, it's nothing to do with me. That's Scott Mills who's left that there. Because he uses this studio. And he sometimes has a bunch of these. Why has he got these pens?
Right, so did you come down and apologise?
Because
Fern blamed it on me.
If I'm honest, I came down to have a photo with her. Because, again, you only get these chances once, don't you? I thought I'd go down, have some banter with her about the nudie pen, but then I realised she wasn't that happy, so I left that and had a quick photo. Are you annoyed?
I just... this is just a series of events that's happening now. I'm a bit annoyed, yeah.
Are you?
I am. Because, one, she would have loved a photo, fanboy. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. And two... Just take responsibility for your nudie pens. It's nothing to do with me. You came down and planted it.
I thought she was going to go for it more than she did.
Listen how annoyed she is.
Do you remove the pen from the situation?
Thank you, I'd appreciate that.
So, Cheryl, if you're listening, or if someone that knows Cheryl is with her, maybe with her now, or going to be with her later,
you've
one of her management...
You've forgotten your nudie pen, and I will send it to you.
It was nothing to do with me. It's him. Can you apologise, please?
But there's no need, I'm
sure. Yes, there is. Now.
I'm sure it's fine. Who
say sorry?
Cheryl or Fern?
Both.
All right, I'm sorry. Shall I send the nudie pen in the post?
No. I think we should not, they should only be to send out to celebrities.
Really?
Well, yeah, because, the idea originally was that we get thank you letters back from celebrities if we send them out.
But for
me... Don't be planting them in the studio, because people get annoyed.
But for me, I just use them now as conversation starters.
Right, yeah. All right, Cheryl, do you want a nudie pen? Well, I could have a picture...
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remove the pen from the situation?
Thank you, I'd appreciate that.
Oh my God, I can't listen to that anymore. Seriously, it needs to stop.
Well, a lot of people are saying I'm a legend for doing
this. Well, no, you're not a legend. Are we putting the picture on the Facebook? Are we?
There we go, so that was worth having as well.
Right. Like your fan shot with Cheryl Cole.
From, the corridor.
Right, instead of apologising. Well, could have a picture.
I had to do it. She was on her way out.
Right,
any
good.
Bloke would do the same.
Yeah. And I bet that's your profile picture right now, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Of course, yeah. So predictable. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, I've decided what we're going to do here. We're going to formally apologise to Cheryl Cole. Some people need to say I need to lighten up. Well, you could hear the how annoyed she was in her voice. That's Cheryl's annoyed voice. I'll just play it to you again to remind you.
Do you remove the pen from the situation?
Thank you, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. So, if you... I'm making Chris write a letter, like, off of school.
It is like being at school,
when
yes.
you've done something wrong. So, what have you got so far?
I'm done.
Okay, go.
Dear Cheryl, sorry about the nudie pen. Thought it'd be right up your street.
No.
Have a good one, Chris.
Okay, right. Dear... Yes. Right, okay. No. Cross that out. Dear Ms. Cole.
All right. Dear...
Is she off of Tweedy now?
I don't know.
Put Cole / Tweedy. I don't know. I have just watched the video.
Yeah.
On the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
It's all a bit official, this, isn't
and
it?
And have realised how upset I made you this morning. We intend the nudie pens to be a humorous item. I didn't realise a glamorous woman such as yourself would be so offended. A man with his boxers falling down is probably not what you want to see during the middle of a serious radio interview.
Am I really sending this?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I am so sorry.
I am so...
And I promise it won't happen again.
Now, what I was thinking is, if I send a nudie pen with that, if she changes her mind...
No, absolutely not. And don't be putting, like, don't do a PS, thanks for the photo at the end either. And we will actually be posting this letter later today. Where do you post it to?
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole, London. That'll work.
That will find it.
Yeah, I'll find it. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Any man that comes to work wearing a cardboard crown from a certain burger restaurant on his head when not drunk in the middle of the day, I have to get in to speak to. Charlie Sloth off One Extra.
Hi, Scott.
What are you doing, please?
I'm just walking around celebrating the fact that I'm the people's prince and I couldn't afford... one of those real crowns, so I had to go with this paper one.
Is it from that? It's from that restaurant, is it?
Yeah. That one of my favourite restaurants.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still the best-looking fat man in the universe?
Yeah.
Yeah. That gorgeous. Hasn't changed since I last spoke to you.
Just so gorgeous. Would you agree? Do you not think I'm the best-looking fat guy in the universe? Have you ever met a better-looking fat guy?
Well, we had this discussion on air a while ago.
Really?
And We thought that James Corden...
Oh,
no, we thought that James Corden might have pipped you.
Really?
But then decided that you are actually better looking than James Corden.
You.
You're fitter than Corden.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you still wear that crown.
Yeah.
People are saying that I should chill out with this whole Cheryl Cole nudie pen thing. What
yeah, I mean, to be honest, I do feel you've been a little bit harsh. When I come into the studio and there was a guy standing in a corner, it felt a bit awkward. Yeah. I was like, why did you do that?
It's like school.
Naughty step.
The naughty step. And he's still standing there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. You're right, though.
I'm good.
Exciting times for you.
Very exciting.
You're right on the radio every day as of next week.
Trying to be like you?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So 4 till 7, BBC Radio 1 Extra next week.
Mm-hmm.
Extra hip-hop, extra R&B, and a man in a cardboard hat.
Extra Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going to wear this hat every day next week.
Yeah. I love your show because like you've got so much energy.
Yeah.
Do you actually have to... Like, I would have to have a sit-down.
Do you know what? I used to do the whole show standing up, and then I was like, wow, this is like a workout, and obviously I'm not the kind of guy who works out, so
wow.
I started sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a nudie pen?
I would love one.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Has actually been touched by Cheryl Cole.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? They should make one of me. They should make a nudie pen Charlie Sloth.
I can get that done.
Can you?
I can get that done.
Can you?
Yeah,
really?
I know people. Yeah,
you got the contacts for that?
Yeah, if you're up for doing that,
we could make
we'll
so
make
much
a nudie
money.
Pen of you, that would be brilliant.
Imagine how many mums around the country would want a Charlie Sloth
just wearing that hat.
Yeah, just his crown.
I'm game for that. I will really do that. But would I get a sack for doing that?
No, it's all fine.
All right, I'm game. Let's do it.
Right. Nudity's fine on a pen.
You can have that as like a little. Congratulations on your new show present.
Oh, yeah,
as long as you promise to write with it every time.
That is so clever.
All right.
The way his shorts just disappear.
Cheryl wasn't.
She's weren't impressed.
Cheryl didn't enthuse so much. Like
no,
me.
Not as impressed. Right, have a good time. Starting next week on BBC Radio 1
Extra. I can't wait. Thanks. Always a pleasure.
PM. Right, remove the hat. Can I have the hat?
Oh, really?
Don't remove the hat.
You know what? You can have this one because I've got another one in my bag.
Yes.
And then we can both wear the hat.
Yes.
Yes!
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, I see that De Jong has moved from Man City to AC Milan.
Sorry?
I'm really into this today.
You see, I keep forgetting about it. You're talking about transfer.
Yeah, and Mancini. Huh?
How do you know that?
I'm just into it.
You know nothing about sport.
I like to stay across it. You know me, I'm all over transfer window day.
Are you?
Yeah. So Mancini wants to sign 3 players in total. Do you know this? So 2 more by the end of the window, which is obviously tonight at midnight.
I've been, do you know what, if I'm honest, I've been a bit distracted today.
Well, you've been giving nudie pens to Cheryl.
I haven't really been across.
Well, that's what's happening.
But I'm finding it weird that you're the one telling me this.
Yeah, yeah. You know me in sport, like that.
Right. I didn't think that.
I like this today because you're a little bit hungover and therefore finding this really hard to process. That I suddenly know.
It's a very weird situation.
It's blowing your mind, isn't it?
And I can't work out where you've got this.
It's making your head fizz a little bit.
Where you've got this information.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Who's told you?
I like it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. A lot of people are quite confused about my knowledge. Don't be. I just love it. You listen to me for a few years. You know that I always get involved with this.
What I'm struggling with is whether to trust you because I don't believe you know this stuff, and if you're making it up, you don't understand how confusing that's going to be for a lot of people out there like me.
I like it that a guy who is normally as into sport as me, who works in the music team upstairs, has just come down and said, is that true about De Jong? I like it he's getting the transfer window news
it's just
off me.
It's very weird watching you two have a conversation about it.
Van der Vaart might go to Hamburg.
Well, okay.
And I see that the Reds have offloaded Carroll to West Ham as well.
It's very exciting. That's true, actually.
That is true. And Liverpool wants Sturridge on loan as well.
Yeah?
Well, did you not know any of this?
If I'm honest, no, I've been busy, but I don't. What I'm confused about is why you know it.
Mm. Joe on text says, I don't believe that you know this. Well, I do. The transfer deadline closes at 11. Yeah, I know that.
You're a man of contradictions.
No, I said midnight, but I meant 11. What? I am a man of contradictions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you read The Sun yesterday?
I did.
A man of contradictions.
And a sex symbol,
that's
apparently.
That's me. Oh. To women, only.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Becky's not here today. She has taken the day off to keep up with all the latest transfer news. She's asked me what I thought about the West Ham move, and I put on Twitter that it was good.
She's taking the day off for that?
Yeah, yeah.
Her holiday
yeah.
day?
Yeah, yeah. This is her holiday, but she always takes the transfer window day off.
I don't know if you two have been texting each other. I don't know if this is purposefully done to wind me up.
We've been tweeting each other.
I've seen your tweet. Adam to Stoke, lol.
Yeah.
Only you.
Well, it's a good thing. Some people are replying, what's lol about that? I'm just saying.
I do find it awkward when you and Becky are boshing football banter.
You just feel left out. Because you
don't
know.
Ridiculously, I do.
Well, yes.
This is what is bonkers about this situation.
Can I just say, I'm loving Fern Cotton being pregnant.
You've got a whole packet of cheese there.
She's leaving random foodstuffs around all the time. At the moment, she can only eat cheese, which is a bonus for me because, you know, I love the cheese.
Yeah.
I am pretty much all the way through her 10 mild British cheddar slices,
yeah,
which she left behind. Thanks, Fern. Like, in the next few weeks, we can just, like, live off her.
Cheese will be on.
Yeah, because she just leaves the cheese every day. So cheers, Fern.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've been looking on your Twitter.
Yeah.
Now that you're doing transfer gossip.
Yeah.
I was looking through some of your tweets and I noticed that you tweeted Emily Atack's mum.
Yeah.
Asking her to DM you.
That's right.
Right?
Long story.
But you've got Emily's number. So what I don't understand here is, like, well, what's going on with the mum?
Because most people are interested in the star. I'm more interested in their mum. This has happened before.
I've noticed this.
I like to be friends with stars' mums. And my new favourite is her mum, which is called Kate Robbins.
Kate Robbins,
I find her amusing.
I'm just doing some research on
and
her right
we
now.
We actually had a little drink last night at my local pub, and she turned up, didn't she? So now we're actual friends.
But why are you tweeting her mum?
Because I think she's funny.
Oh, she's got Wikipedia.
Yes, she's an actual famous, back in the day. She came third for the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest in, like, 1972 or something.
I didn't realise.
Yeah?
I
do you wish you treated her differently now when she turned
well,
up
yes,
last night?
I would have,
maybe
yeah.
offered her your seat.
I would.
You were quite busy on that seat, weren't you?
I would have treated
you
her...
You wouldn't have moved, would you?
Right.
Yeah. Wouldn't have given up your seat for Robbins.
I would have treated her differently. Anyway,
I liked it that people around the table were Googling her. And I was like, as I was going around, saying to people, do you know who that is? She wrote the theme tune to Surprise Surprise.
So you've DM'd her and then invited her out to drinks with us last night.
The woman who wrote the theme tune to Surprise Surprise off of Cilla Black.
You've got to stop going after the mums.
Doesn't get any better than that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, I see Van der Vaart's been seen getting on a plane to Hamburg for the medical. I think we're going to see some movement on that before 11 tonight, before the window closes.
What is this?
The Scott Mills Daily.
See that Fulham have signed Richardson from Sunderland.
Yeah.
Fergie said he'd be surprised if he ended up at Spurs.
What was that?
There's nothing.
That sounded. Right, okay. That sounded like someone's feeding you information.
Yes. That might be true. Yes. Some people are very confused by my show this afternoon because I've been talking a lot about the transfer deadline window.
It's really annoying because I knew you don't really know all this stuff.
Well, I have to make a confession. My friend Chris Smith here may have been feeding me some juicy bits of detail. Hi, Chris.
Hi, do you need some more?
Yes, please.
So you've just been buzzing through information the whole time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Tell him that Man City have completed the signing.
I can hear this
Scott
now,
Sinclair.
Like you're on.
Oh, Man City have completed the signing of Scott Sinclair?
Yeah, from Swansea.
Another one.
So it's all good then?
Charlie Adams joined Stoke.
Charlie Adams has joined Stoke, lol. I already put that one on Twitter, actually, Chris. So I got that one already, thank you.
All right. Arsenal South Korea striker
Park Chu-young.
Yeah, has joined Spanish side Celta Vigo.
Joined Celta Vigo.
That's on a season-long
kind of what we've been doing all day. So thanks, Chris Smith, for making me sound like I know about football.
Always a pleasure. It's my job.
Some people are saying that me talking about transfers now makes football sound desperately uncool, which I don't agree with.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, over the last few days, it's come to our attention that some TV shows are doing it on purpose just to get on innuendo bingo. So we have now struck off The Hotel Inspector. Let's not say the reason why, but you know why. A certain word that was said a lot on the episode from New Key, the woman that owned the place. Let's not say it again. Also, Phil Spencer's secret agent. Don't email me about that anymore, because Spencer knows what he's doing. He's doing the innuendo on purpose. And that takes away the joy, for me, of innuendo bingo. It's what you want. It's like some really posh woman on Radio 4 saying something a bit rude when she doesn't realise she's doing it. That's the joy of bingo. Not Phil Spector saying about his 1930s semi. We've got another one to add to the list, and that is the Great British Bake Off. They're doing it on purpose, so please don't email about that anymore. It's not going to be on innuendo bingo.
Bakers, it's 10 minutes. 10 minutes before I can get my hands on your fruity tarts.
You see, they know what they're doing.
I want to talk about your action. You're using the middle finger spin,
yeah,
I notice.
I'm doing, well, it's more of a spin and squeeze, so you can try and get an even consistency all the way around. And then I just sort of
And then
drive
double,
it.
The double hander.
The double hander, just so you can try and get an even consistency.
All through the show as well.
Really disappointed. It's a disaster. Oh, look at James's. It's really long.
Now,
come on.
I wouldn't mind if at the end of the show, when the credits roll, a little voiceover casually comes on and goes, if you or anybody you know has been affected by any of the innuendos on today's Great British Bake Off, simply email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. But that's never going to happen, so along with Phil Spencer's secret agent and the hotel inspector, oh, and Come Dine With Me, who are all doing it on purpose, I'm afraid the Great British Bake Off is off and will not feature on any more innuendo bingo. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Fern was having Cheryl in this studio earlier, and Chris had planted a nudie pen.
Of course.
In the studio before, which Cheryl ended up kind of fiddling with during the interview, and it was all on camera. I've actually come round to this now. It's actually quite funny.
It was a really good idea.
And
you changed.
It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. If you want to see the offending pen, Cheryl was not happy. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Just type Radio 1 in YouTube and look at the Cheryl Cole video. It's fun. And now,
oh, what's occurring?
Do you know what? Say what you like about farts. They're still funny. If Becky was here now, she'd be lolling away. Gets her every time. So, I've made a couple of calls today. Well, I have, and also Gemma, who's working on the show. Let's start with Gemma's one for some Scott Mills points. So Gemma called up her quite close mate, Becky Kirsty, today. Gemma does have some issues. She's going to body attack tonight, but she shouldn't be with her condition. Maybe I've played in a few little noises here and there. So, a quick question. Gemma and her friend Kirsty are on the phone. They're very close, but will Kirsty tell Gemma that she's got terrible flatulence? That is the question I'm asking today. How long would she keep her on the phone for?
How long?
Yeah.
They're ridiculous noises, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1 minute.
You're saying 1 minute. You can have 10 seconds either side of that. Let us know how long you think. Do you think she's going to tell her or not?
No.
Because she's a lady. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here's Gemma calling her mate.
Hello.
Hi, Kirst.
Hi, Gem.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. I just wanted to talk to you. How are you feeling about last night? Sorry about that. How are you feeling about last night?
Yeah, it was great.
So I just wanted to talk to you about body attack tonight.
What's that noise on the phone?
What noise?
There's all these weird noises coming down the phone.
I don't know what you mean, hon. Can I just talk to you about body attack tonight?
Yeah.
I feel a bit rubbish and I don't know whether to go.
What is that?
What are you laughing at?
There's a wind.
No, what are you talking about?
Have you got wind?
Sorry?
There's some very strange fart noises.
Yes. 38 seconds before she said about the fart noises. So she did mention it, which I think is a friend thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I would. And 38 seconds, so you just missed out there. You said a minute.
Gutted.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills and I'm 12.
It is the most childish oh what's occurring in a while.
Ever, yeah. So I then called up Phil Taggart, who's Radio 1's newest DJ. I thought I'd just call him up and offer him a bit of advice, DJ to DJ, me being a senior member of staff.
Oh, I see. The queen of Radio 1.
That's right. By senior, I don't mean old. I mean I've just been here a while. So he's the new DJ. He's probably a little bit scared.
What? You can't say that.
Well, will he dare tell me that I've got terrible farts? And if so, how long into the call?
I'm saying he won't tell you. And I... So... This call's going to go on a while. I'm going to say 2 minutes.
Let's find out.
Hello?
Phil?
Hiya.
Hey, Phil, it's Scott Mills.
Hey, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. I've got a big frozen mouth. I've just been to the dentist.
Oh, wow.
And I fell asleep in the chair.
Rubbish.
What was that?
How are you, anyway?
Yeah, I'm fine. Have you... anyway, never mind. Yeah, good. All good.
Have we met before? I can't remember.
Yes, and you know the little tunnel between the studios? I said hello to you, and you said hello back. It was a beautiful meeting of mine.
Okay, when was that? I can't remember.
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
How's that for you?
Hey, yeah, I'm good. I heard you covering for Sarah Cox the other day.
Yeah.
Wanted to give you, would it be okay to give you a few pointers?
Of course, yeah. A couple of pointers.
Right, okay. First thing, I notice you're not close enough to the mic.
Yeah.
So just move closer to the mic. Have you seen the King's Speech?
Yeah, I have seen the King's Speech.
Right, do that hand thing with the mic, and then you'll be all good.
I think I need as much sort of tips as possible.
No, I mean, I'm just doing this Radio 1 DJ to Radio 1 DJ. Do you know what I'm saying, Phil?
Yeah. Just...
Also, only play one song at a time is my tip.
Yeah, because I was playing about five songs.
Well, I noticed there was two going at once for one of the songs.
Yeah.
Also, you know that there's a webcam.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
right, you need to, seriously, you need to, like, what you were wearing on the weekend was not acceptable.
But it's a tank top. Everybody likes a tank top.
No, it's, like, that goes off, like, every 11 minutes.
Yeah. The webcam does?
Yeah, you just need to kind of, I would dress up a bit more.
Yeah,
for the show.
Just one little thing. I know this, you're giving me a lot of tips here, but, Have you eaten something rancid?
Yes. Got there in the end. 2 minutes and 10.
Did you say 2 minutes?
I did say 2 minutes.
Well,
yes.
You can have the 10 Scott Miller's points because I said 10 seconds either side.
Cool.
What a good sport he is. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Phil Taggart, he's all over Radio 1 and always on the introducing show on Sunday nights. Good lad he is. Right, this is Biffy Clyro. If you said anywhere near 2 minutes, 2 minutes 10 was the correct answer, give yourself 10 points. And for the other one, 38 seconds. So 10 seconds either side of that, you're good.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free download.